I'm joined by Ray McAdam. He's Fine Gael candidate for the next local election in North Inner City electorate area. And he's going to be talking about a number of local issues and also about his local election campaign. Good afternoon, Ray, and thanks for joining us today.
Johnny, thanks a million. Thanks for having me on.
No, you're most welcome. First of all, tell us all about the planning process for new homes on the Infirmary Road site.
Yeah, well, we have 38 new homes that are due to be built by Dublin City Council on the corner of Infirmary Road and Montpellier Hill. Now, the government, believe it or not, actually allocated this funding for these homes back in July 2015, along with an additional funding for the North King Street site. And thankfully, after almost 4 years, the Sinn Féin Labour Independent Coalition have now got round to getting the planning permission started for these units. So what we're going to see is we're going to have 38 housing units on this site. There will be 12 one-beds, 16 two-beds, 4 two-beds and 6 three-beds. And this will be what's called a Part 8 planning application, where the officials and the council executive seek the planning permission from your city councillors. So whoever will be elected tomorrow, at tomorrow's council elections, will have the opportunity then to vote on this proposal, I expect, later in the year or in early 2020. As I say, it's welcome that the planning process has now begun, but you really do have to ask the question, what has the governing coalition and Dublin City Council been doing for almost 4 years since the money was made available by government?
Yes. Will any of the units be available for social housing?
They'll all be for public housing. My view, Johnny, is that it's public housing. The taxpayer is funding this. That means it's public housing. I don't like the term or use the term social housing myself. If the state and the taxpayer is covering the cost of the construction of these units, these homes, it's public housing.
Okay, so some of them or all of them?
All of them.
Oh, right. Okay, very good. Very good. You're also involved in an East Wall planning application as well. What's that all about?
Yeah, there's a significant planning application has been lodged now on East Road. So the site just there beside the Herico Park, or just beside Johnny Cullen's Hill, for any of your listeners that are familiar with East Wall. There's a, what's called a strategic housing development planning application that has been lodged to Onboard Panala for 554 new apartments, ranging in height from, I think it's from 3 stories up as high as 15 stories. The consultation process is currently underway, and the opportunity for local residents and the likes of myself and others to submit our third-party submissions can be made now up until the 4th of June. Look, I welcome the fact that there's planning applications that have been lodged for new homes in the area. And there are a number of issues that I think we need to tease throughout the planning process. If I'm lucky enough to be re-elected by the communities of the North Inner City tomorrow, I hope then to be taking part in engaging further with East Wall residents between now and June the 4th.
Right. And you're also seeking to deliver new housing on Dominic Street, North King Street, O'Devney Gardens, Croke Villas and St Mary's Mansions. If you'd like to briefly touch on those, feel free.
Yeah, well, look, what we've done there is in O'Devney Gardens, ultimately we're going to have 700 new homes built. And those 7 homes will be a mix of private, there'll be a mix of public, and then there'll be an element of affordable, both affordable purchase and affordable rental. The first 56 homes are currently being built at the moment. In Dominic Street, construction is now underway on phase 1 of the regeneration project there. St Mary's Mansions, government allocated almost £25 million for 80 new homes there on Railway Street. We expect that that work will be completed by the end of the summer or early autumn, and by Christmas new families will be living in new homes. And then in terms of the North King Street site, as I mentioned earlier, like the Infirmary Road site, Johnny, the North King Street allocation of money to cover the cost of the construction was actually made in July 2015 by our Fine Gael government. And thankfully now the City Council has turned the sod and construction has now begun. So it just highlights to me now the importance of electing councillors that will make sure that there's a pipeline of projects, of housing projects, where planning permission can be granted. So we can go to government and say, well, look at lads, here's these housing projects we need to deliver. Planning permission has been secured. You need to give us money so that we can get these homes built.
Very nice. Tell us about the footpath enhancement scheme that you're involved in across North Inner City.
Well, in terms of the local footpath enhancement scheme, Johnny, and it ties in actually with my proposed local roads improvement programme. your listeners pay their property tax. And I believe they should expect to see quality services and the benefits of the property tax they pay on their street and in their neighbourhood. And I believe over the last 5 years, the Sinn Féin Labour Independent Coalition has not delivered on that. And whilst it's all well and good that the likes of the Keys has been resurfaced, we see main arterial routes in and out of the city being resurfaced, residential streets are in a terrible condition. Now, I've worked over the last 5 years to try and secure some funding to enable roads to be resurfaced in the north inner city, be it across Stony Batter, the North Strand, East Wall, and the Clannis Ballybock area. But it shouldn't just come down to one councillor looking out for his community. This should be done by the city. And what I want to do, if I'm one re-elected as the city councillor in the north inner city, but also as the Fine Gael leader, if we're in a position to form a governing pact on the council, we want to deliver a local roads improvement programme. So people in, say, Clonliffe Avenue, or in Harold Road in Stony Batter, or even, say, West Road in East Road, in East Wall, they'll be able to see quality roads, quality footpaths on their street, in their neighbourhood, so that they can actually see the benefits of the property tax they pay every year.
Right, okay. And you're also planning to implement a name and shame programme to tackle illegal dumping. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, well, like many of your listeners, Johnny, like, illegal dumping, in my view, is one of the worst forms of antisocial behaviour. And we have, there's a problem we have in the north inner city with people who just couldn't give a damn and just literally illegally dump, be it household waste or other materials. And in one of the most effective means, I believe, of deterring people from illegally dumping their waste is naming and shaming. So what do I mean by that? I mean by the erecting CCTV, using the images captured from those cameras, and using the images and posters, and erecting posters in areas where dumping is prevalent. Now, we have trialled this in four separate areas, Johnny. Most recently, on Nottingham Street in the North Strand, and we've seen improvements there. We've also trialled it in Phibsborough. It's been trialled in Arbor Hill, but it's also been trialled in just off Sean McDermott Street in the city centre. And where we trialled this approach, it has worked. It has helped to alleviate and reduce, and in certain parts, stamp out the legal dumping. So my view is that this initiative has been, the trial period has shown that it works. We now need to get a coalition of the city that's prepared to roll it out across the city and tackle once and for all the scourge that is illegal dumping. And I believe naming and shaming is the most effective means to deter it, to deter people from illegally dumping their waste, be it household or other materials. It's a scourge, and as I say, I believe it's to be one of the worst types of antisocial behaviour.
Yes, and on a good note though, just over 2 weeks ago, on board, Planola approved plans for redevelopment of Parnell Square, and which is also going to include Dublin's main city library, that's going to move from the one that's in the ILEC Centre to
the ILEC Centre, correct, yes.
Three times larger as part of this project. Tell us what else is included in the plan for this.
Well, I think, Johnny, it's fantastic. As an avid reader myself, and more so of you'd expect probably of political autobiographies and things like that, I believe we need a sort of, our library should be like palaces. They should be open, accommodating, and sort of incentivising kids to come in and just see and learn from books. And I'm delighted now that the Board of Planola has granted planning permission for the new city library. We'll also then see a number of new cultural uses being located in the terrace of Georgian houses between 23 and 28 Parnell Square. There's also then going to be a new public plaza along the front of the library beside the Hugh Lane Gallery. And this is ultimately, I think, this is another project that's going to help unleash the potential that's in the North Inner City. Like, when I think about what's next for the North Inner City over the next 5 years, it's making sure that the planning permission we've now secured for the City Library and the Cultural Quarter and Parnell Square is delivered. When you then see, tie that in then with the Market redevelopment, the completion of Grange Gorman, making sure that O'Devany Gardens is delivered, refurbishing and redeveloping Dorset Street Flats and Constitution Hill, but also then helping to further strengthen the cultural heritage village that is in Stony Batter. So there's so much to be positive about the North Inner City. Yes, there are challenges, but the challenges and the opportunities that we face that lie ahead, I believe, are much greater, and have the opportunity and the ability to tap in and ultimately unlock the potential that is in the North Inner City. And this project, I think, can be one of the standout key projects that the next city council can deliver between now and 2024.
Yes, and the contract price for this one on Parnell Square is expected to be €110 million, of which Dublin City Council will fund 45%, and the rest actually will be funded philanthropy by donations.
That's correct. I think that's something that I've heard those figures being published. I know Kennedy Wilson was involved with this project initially when former Lord Mayor Nisha O'Murray was in charge of the city, and it's great now that we've got it to this stage and got to planning. So the next step is making sure that the funding is secured, and I think it's one particular project that the state should consider getting involved. I think this is the type of thing that national government should be in a position to help support, because it's about being a learning centre. It's been an opportunity for kids then to come in, use books to learn from what they read, and it's just a fantastic environment. And I consider some of the great city libraries in the world, be it Boston or others, or even the great library in New York. This needs to be a standout building, not just for the city of Dublin, but I think for the country, so that when people come to visit our city and visit our country in the years ahead, it will be one of those places that it'll be a must see. And that's why I think there is a need for the state to also provide some level of funding as well. And as I said, if I'm lucky enough to be re-elected over the next tomorrow in the local elections, and then have an opportunity to put together a coalition pact involving my party and others on the centre ground, we'll be looking to government as well to try and to secure some funding to ensure this project, this fantastic project for the city of Dublin and for the north side in particular, is delivered.
Yes. Can we assume that the park at the centre of the square will remain as is due to its historical nature? All right.
I don't see any reason why the existing park would have to change at all.
Okay. Right. So tell us, Ray, all about your local election campaign. How has it been going for you, and what kind of response you've been getting from locals during door to door visits?
Well, to be honest, Johnny, unlike maybe some of the other candidates seeking election, since 24, my campaign for this election started when the votes were counted at the last election. I'm a firm believer that being a modern public representative, you need to be engaging constantly. So if you live in Stony Batter or East Wall or the North Strand or Clonliffe and Ballybock, you'll see my newsletters in virtually every month, not talking about me, but actually keeping residents, my neighbours, the communities of the North Inner City updated about what projects are going on in their area, initiatives that the City Council might be taking that may affect them, be it parking bylaws or housing projects or planning applications, etc. And that's what it's all about for me, engaging with the public. In particular now, I suppose I came home from honeymoon last August, and in September then I really sort of really stepped things up again by knocking on doors 3 to 4 times a week. Just engaging with my neighbours and constituents, because as I say, it's not about me. It's about making sure what's best for the communities of the North Inner City, making sure that where there are issues or problems or challenges, that we seek to put forward solutions. I think the day of politicians coming and identifying and say, yes, there are problems, that day is for them simply to come along and say there's problems is gone. We now need our public representatives. We certainly need our city councillors to be coming forward with solutions that can help us address the challenges, but also harness the opportunities that lie ahead, not just for the communities in North Inner City, but for all of Dublin.
Yes.
So I suppose what I'd say to you is that the response to me has been positive. I'm driving to the finish line. I'm running as fast and as hard as I can until the last vote is cast tomorrow night, because I love what I do. I love being a city councillor here in the North Inner City. My sole focus is representing the community of the North Inner City. There are those that are seeking election to Europe and maybe looking to resurrect their political careers by getting elected to the council to go back onto the Dáil. I'm not interested in that. My sole focus for the next 5 years is representing the communities of the North Inner City on Dublin City Council. It's a role I love, it's work I love and adore doing, and I just hope to have the opportunity to keep serving my neighbours and my constituents and the communities of the Inner City for another 5 years.
Right. What were the main issues raised by locals, by the way?
Johnny, I think the overriding issue right across the communities, right across the North Inner City is housing. So new and better housing, making sure that like the likes of Auderney Gardens is delivered, making sure that Dominic Street is delivered, making sure that we actually get Croke Villas over the line despite the pending judicial review court challenge at the moment, making sure then that complexes like St Nicholas House in Greek Street or Constitution Hill or Ballybock House, existing council complexes, that there's an opportunity there or a plan put in place to refurbish, revitalise and ultimately improve the quality of housing that Dublin City Council tenants are currently living in. My and my party have been working on proposals that can enhance and improve the quality of accommodation in each of the 240 City Council complexes across the city. And if we're entrusted with running the city for the next 5 years with other parties at the centre ground, we will seek to prioritise those complexes that are in the worst condition. We cannot afford to allow those City Council tenants in complexes that are not in good condition look on and see new homes being built in areas in estates like O'Devonley or Dominic Street, etc. They need to know and need the certainty that there is going to be improvements in their complexes as well. So I say, like, housing. And what I want to be able to ensure that the City Council over the next 5 years puts in place and secures planning for a pipeline of projects right across north, not just the north inner city, but right across Dublin City Council area, so that when we have that, we go to government and say, look at government, do not hold these things up. We have got planning permission. What we now need to make sure this planning permission is implemented to build these houses, we need state funding. We need the money from government to build these things. But at the moment, that hasn't been in place. So what I say to your listeners, to the communities of North Inner City and to Dubliners right across the City Council areas, make sure to come out and vote for your Fine Gael candidates tomorrow, because we want to align the City Council along with national government so that we can get the housing projects, the planning permissions for these projects secure, so that we can then go and secure the funding that is available from government.
Okay, so we'll leave it at that way, and good luck with the election results. Wishing you all the very best from all of us here at Near FM, and take care and have a great day.
Johnny, thanks a million, and thanks very much to your listeners as well. Take care.
You're most welcome. All the best. Take care. Now, that was Ray McAdam, a Fine Gael candidate for the next local election, North Inner City, talking about a number of local issues, and national as well, and his campaign for the next local election.